This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 16th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information is available online at nwaonline.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, helping local veterans with mental distress orders find the help they need. Plus, a course at the University of Arkansas designed to reduce conflict in the workplace. First, Governor Mike Beebe is encouraging state legislators to move cautiously with the state's financial surplus. The state ended the fiscal year last month with a surplus of about $145 million. In his weekly radio address, the governor urged that lawmakers continue to use wise budgetary practices.
Already, discussion has begun about what we might do with the surplus. As this discourse continues, we must be mindful of the way we accomplished this enviable financial position in the first place. There are also upcoming obligations to consider in order to avoid the more dire budgetary situations other states face. We already know that we will have to address a projected shortfall in Medicaid funding that could range from $250 million to $400 million.
Some Republican lawmakers have suggested the surplus could be used to go toward tax cuts. The governor also used his weekly address to tout that Moody's Investor Services recently gave Arkansas its second highest ranking on a bond series issued by the state. Gas prices in Arkansas continue to drop. The website ArkansasGasPrices.com reports that the average gallon of gas in the state this morning is $3.17. The cost remains below the national average, which is $3.42 per gallon. The average gallon of gas in Arkansas is right now 37 cents lower than it was on this date a year ago, and nearly 3 cents cheaper than it was this time last month. A member of the University of Arkansas faculty is receiving one of the most distinguished awards given to young faculty by the National Science Foundation. Shuiqing Fisher Yu, an engineering professor at the university, has been awarded the Faculty Early Career Development Award, also known as the Career Award. Yu is an assistant professor in the Department of Electrical Engineering in the College of Engineering. The grant will provide $400,000 over 5 years to fund Yu's research of bismuth, a relatively unexplored material system. The month of July is quickly becoming the worst in the history of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Nats have dropped 12 of their 14 games this month, including an 8-6 setback in Springfield last night. The Naturals are back home in Springdale tonight, hosting the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 at Arvest Ballpark. Temperatures tonight will fall into the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas and lower 70s for most of the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, a few clouds with highs in the lower to mid-90s. There is a 20% chance of thunderstorms for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow during the afternoon.